The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For longer than I care to remember, my business has been crashing weddings. I crashed a funeral earlier.
There's a party everywhere, right?
So 99.9 in Santa and Raven. Yesterday, there was a YouTuber who crashed the Chanel runway at Paris Fashion Week. Now, this has to be one of my favorite things that has ever happened. Because this woman, she jumps up and she's wearing like a tweed kind of suit. She's going for it.
She's going for the laughs, but she doesn't want to just be thrown out. She wants to jump up like a model.
And she sure does. She gets right on the runway, right in the middle when they're all parading down the runway. And she just kind of fits right in and she's sashaying down just like them.
Goes fierce.
Now, who do you think comes and pulls her off? Not like a team of security. Mm-hmm. Gigi Hadid. Oh. Supermodel Gigi Hadid.
Listen, models get crazy, yo, when you step in their spot.
Can you imagine? You think this is hard? You think this is easy? Anybody can do this? She's like, well, I'm just walking down a runway. I feel like I'm fine.
Pretty easy for me, actually.
Listen, if you follow either of their like YouTube or Instagram, those girls are crazy. Those Hadid girls are a little bit wild.
Those supermodels. Well, I was thinking about it. And it's like, if you're going to get a... like, they're big. Like, they're tall. They're like Amazonian tall,
right?
Like Wonder Woman kind of people. So can you imagine that you're getting attacked by like five supermodels in a Chanel show going after you to drag you off stage?
We think of them as like, you know, frail and thin and stuff like that. And the truth is, yeah, they're fit. They're thin. But, you know, they're also going to do stretches and stuff like that. They got to be ready for things.
So
you
never,
they could be like alien type. You know what I mean? They move weird.
Right.
Like one of them stop motion film things. Like, I feel like, you know, it's almost like jiu-jitsu. They do the crab walk right on you.
Getting attacked by trees.
You ever watch?
Right. Living trees.
That's what they are. You ever watch the Victoria's Secret runway show and you watch them and you're like, those women don't look normal.
Right.
Like they're not normal.
No. 7 feet tall.
Right.
Injected with something like Purdue chicken or something like that.
So this YouTuber gets, you know, dragged off the runway by Gigi Hadid all people. And all I kept thinking was, when was the last time I crashed something?
Oh, man.
Right? When did you crash a party or crash an event?
I was really good at it back in the day.
Were you?
Yeah. So we were at a wedding one time in Long Island, my wife, Alicia, and I. And we went to that wedding, which was in one building. And it was like a whole hotel complex, that type of thing. So then we went back to the other hotel after. And we crashed a Middle Eastern wedding before the end of the night. And so we came in and we're eating the food. And we start dancing and having a good time. And then like 5-6 songs in, like people they're like, wait a minute, who are those people?
Right.
And they started to like surround us.
Uh-oh.
And like, I'm not saying like I know anything about their culture because I don't know anything about that culture, but it's one of those cultures where like the woman walks like 12 feet behind the dude.
Right.
And I think that they were going to steal my wife. So we left. We left at that point.
That seems like a...
I'm just saying it was a jump, but you got to be, you know, when you're married, you got to look out for the other person. It's my responsibility as a guy. And then we also crashed a party one time at the Bushnell Theater in Hartford, which is really nice theater. Mm-hmm. We crashed a party. We went into there. And that one, we actually were saying that we knew somebody there. We were saying we knew Helen from HR.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah. And that worked for like 45 minutes or so. The band was in on it, too, because we saw the band taking a break out in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And like they were like, oh, so who do you know here or whatever? You know, thanks for having us. I was like, yeah, we totally crashed it. They were like, that's awesome. They sent us a request from the stage.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And we danced and whatnot. And then we left after that. We exited stage right.
We crashed a yacht party.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We went to, it was me and three or four of my girlfriends from here at work.
So,
and we were in Newport. And we were in Newport. And I said to the girls, I said,
lots of yachts up there.
Well, that's what I said. I go, tonight, we don't know anybody with a yacht. I go, tonight, I'm going to get us on a yacht.
Right.
And they were like, no, you're not. I go, tonight, I'm going to get us on a yacht.
I mean, that takes an awful lot of gumption because, now, was it just docked? It never left?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Well,
because here's the thing. You don't want to crash a boat party and then leave the shore on there because then you become like a pirate.
We didn't know. We didn't know what was going to happen. So we pull up, we go to where, like, where there's all these yachts, right?
Sure.
And there's a lot of them having parties. And it takes me a while to look. And I'm looking. You know how it says where the yacht is from?
Yes.
And one is from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
I go, I can probably figure out some connection if we get caught.
You can name drop something or something.
That they don't throw us overboard, you know, if we get caught.
Yeah, I don't know the nautical laws. Like, I think they can throw you over.
Can they? So we get on the, we just walk up there like we know people, and there's like a ton of people.
Christopher Cross playing in the background, some yacht rock going.
So much Spike Seltzer being passed around.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's what you drink on yachts, I learned that night.
Oh, yeah, with a pinky out.
Yeah.
With a pinky out.
It turned out. We really did know people that were all in common. And then it didn't happen until the end that the guy that owned the yacht said to me, but who invited you here?
Right.
And I was just like,
perfect. You didn't even have a name.
I didn't even have an answer.
You have to. It's a first rule of crashing. You have to have a backstory.
I didn't
you know
have
what
a
mean?
Backstory. But he was cool
especially
with it.
When you enter the yacht.
This is yacht music?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What event did you crash?
For longer than I care to remember, my business has been crashing weddings. I crashed a funeral earlier.
Start at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. A woman crashed the runway at the Chanel show yesterday. It's Paris Fashion Week going on now, which FYI, my parents are in Paris.
Right.
And I texted my mommy, and I'm like, mommy, just so you know, because she has no idea. I'm like, it's Paris Fashion Week. I go, just in case you see anybody famous. Now, keep in mind, my mom wouldn't know if she was standing next to Cardi B.
Next to anybody.
No
idea. Once made Martha Stewart wait for a table.
I was wondering. There's so many photographers here. I just thought this is what Paris was like.
Right.
Like, no, Ma. But
there's just models everywhere in Paris. At all times.
Just
people slanking around in fashions, right? High fashions and being wicked tall.
Yeah, so the funny part about this woman that crashed the runway was that it was the supermodels that took her down. Gigi Hadid led the pack, and they went and they got her, and they kind of brought her off the stage. And you have to think it has to be a little bit intimidating for supermodels to take down somebody.
You think of them as like alien hands, that type of stuff. They're going to be weak or whatever. But here's the thing. When that hand is 2 feet long and they're 3 feet taller than you, girl, look out.
Watch out. Right. So 1-800-330-9999. When did you ever crash an event, a party, something that you really should not have been at? We were at Tequila Escape in Ridgefield last night for the first ever Anna and Raven game night. And producer Christian, well, that's exactly what he asked.
Hi, Claire. Where are you from today?
Ridgefield, Connecticut.
All right. What is the time that you crash something?
I can tell you what I'm doing tonight.
Okay.
So we got a text from Tequila Escape today that Collective Soul, the band, was here. So we showed up, hung out with them at 3, drank with them for a few hours, and now we're just about to crash their sold-out concert in the back. So,
how do you plan on getting in?
We connected with them, and they just told us to meet them at the back, so we're about to head there now.
Did you ever crash a concert before?
Oh, so many times.
Have you?
I told you. I went, so I was backstage, a state away from where my station was at the time, at Rage Against the Machine and Beastie Boys, and I brought a walkie-talkie as a prop, and I went everywhere that I wanted to go.
Just by holding the walkie-talkie, they assumed your security?
And then Woodstock 99, you know, that's a favorite story of mine. Mm. We camped in the VIP area next to Planet Hollywood. We had 3 acres to ourselves, 3 tents. It was amazing, and we were on stage at the thing. We had the passes for the stage, but nobody was supposed to be camping where we were. So
we tried.
Concerts was easy once you have the technique.
See, I can't get it. I've tried. I can't. We tried to get backstage with Madonna. Yeah, right. One time, we tried to get Huey Lewis in the News.
Nice.
One of my friends is a really big fan, and she
wants
to get on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because I'm like, this guy is like pretty
70.
Old. I was like, I don't think he's going to have a heart attack if we just walk on
there. Right. Couple chicks end up on the bus.
We couldn't get on. Can you imagine?
I told you, that crazy friend that always leaves comments on our Facebook page, another radio guy, he would park his car on the back hill at Xfinity Theater. Like,
really?
Next to, like, Linkin Park's, like, bus. Like, I mean, his car would be on the grass. It was the strangest thing, and he never had a pass. I could never explain it, but he would just keep driving.
Here's another one.
Hey, April, have you ever crashed an event?
I crashed an event in Westport on the 4th of July one year. So we went to a 4th of July party, and the party was wah, wah. And then on the way out, the traffic was horrible, and me and the other mom in the back seat were like, we're going to this party right here on the corner. So let us out. And my husband's like, you don't know them. I'm like, we will by the end of the night. Bye. And we got out of the car. We went right into the party and acted like we knew everyone. And it was the best. It was one of the best parties I've ever been to.
Here's the crazy part. I know exactly what party she's talking about. Whenever you go to the Westport Fireworks, there's a house on the corner. It's this massive,
they have a
gorgeous
massive
house.
Rager.
Yeah, they have a huge party. I'm talking like bounce houses and stage and uplighting. And it's crazy. And every year, me and my friends are like, wow.
Right.
I wonder.
You gaze upon it.
Yeah, we're like, must be I want to go to that party. Does somebody know those people?
I'm glad it worked out. Nobody knows those people. I'm glad that it worked out.
Right?
I mean, on the other hand, like, you don't know what those hoity-toity parties, what they're doing for entertainment, you know? If you're kind of a fish out of water.
I mean, they have a bounce house. How scary could it be?
At the end of the night, it's like surviving the game. Like, they set the people, the party crashers, free, and then they see whether or not the rest of the guests can terminate them before it's over. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Seriously, though, if you know
the
person. You
gotta be careful, man.
If you know the person on the corner, please give me an invite to that party next time. All right, more 1-800-330-9999. What did you crash? A woman crashed the runway at the Chanel fashion show yesterday in Paris. And Gigi Hadid and the other supermodels basically took her off the stage.
You were here for it, man.
I mean, I could not stop watching that clip.
Right. Over and over again yesterday morning.
Because she's like a YouTuber. She jumps up there and she's trying to blend in and she's sashaying down the runway.
I mean,
and
she had practiced a couple runs.
She did. Yeah. And Gigi Hadid just comes like an Amazonian woman. Beautiful and tall and like you think like unharming, but she's got vengeance in her eyes.
Right. Exotic from the jungle type thing, right? Like, I mean, she could be a killer. You don't know.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. But we were thinking about it. We're like, it takes some serious guts to crash a runway at a Chanel show. But
sure.
What event or what happened that you crashed? You just showed up and just like a wedding crasher, you jumped in there. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
You know, I don't know if it was really a party as much as I crashed a funeral.
Oh, nice. Tell us about that.
I went to my friend's father's funeral, and I thought it was in the right room, and I'm, like, talking to everyone, and I'm like, I had a fear of going up to the casket because I don't like that, and I stayed back, and I talked to these people, and I, like, gave someone a hug, and then I looked a little bit forward, and it's the wrong person.
Nice.
I had comforted everyone on the other side.
Well, you know, at that point,
out the door.
At that point, you're not a crasher, though. You're family now.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly.
You leaned in. There was hugs. There was emotion shared. I mean, you deserve to hit the food plate after this thing. And the drinks are going to be on the house
Raven,
at the after party.
It's the wrong dead person.
Just saying, funeral after parties get
wrong
lit
person.
Sometimes.
Wrong dead person.
Yeah, well.
Hi, guys.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What party or what event did you crash?
So I crashed a wedding in Rye, New York. We were, a friend of mine and I were out to dinner at one of those country clubs there on the shore. So we were dressed nicely. And on the way home, we passed all these cars. Something was happening. So we just pulled over and went in. And the great thing about a wedding is you don't know people. People don't know the other people. So
right.
We stayed, we got drinks, and we danced.
And it's a free open bar.
Now, here's the thing. If you are the wedding crasher and you're going to dance, you have got to bring it. Like, that's the rule,
no.
Right?
No. I disagree. I think you have to blend in.
No, I don't want you blending in.
You have to blend in.
No, you have got to bring it so that you're that crazy person that they're like, I don't even know that person, but it was great. And
no.
If they crashed it, I'm with them. You need the support of the crowd. You got to win the crowd like Gladiator.
I disagree. I think you have to blend in because then you catch the bride's attention. She's like, who is that and why are they upstaging me at my wedding?
I can't be a wallflower. Listen, you bring it. You don't upstage the bride. You bring it, though.
We didn't upstage, but... We brought it.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. That's the thing. So that at the end of the night, if somebody's like, I don't even know who you are, get out of here, you'd be like, listen, it has been brought in, so I'm fine to leave now.
Okay, good.
It's not like you try and be the star.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the backup dancer to the bride.
No,
you're
going
to be right there.
I understand what you're saying. I still strongly disagree. All right, 1-800-330-9999. What event did you crash? And we have a clip from a woman telling a story that has to be the ultimate crashing story ever coming up next.
For longer than I care to remember, my business has been crashing weddings. I crashed a funeral earlier.
Starting at 9.9 at CNN Raven. A woman crashed a runway at the Chanel show at the Paris Fashion Week yesterday. Gigi Hadid and a bunch of other supermodels had to get her off the runway. It's the most fantastic video. You can see it on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Yeah, Anna's by digesting it over and over and over again over the last 24 hours. It happened after the show yesterday that you saw that video. You could not wait to get back here to talk about it.
But it got us thinking, like, what event or what thing did you crash that you really had no business at being at? Yesterday was the first ever Anna and Raven game night at Tequila Escape in Ridgefield, and producer Christian went out to ask that exact question.
So, Deb, have you ever crashed an event before?
I have never done it, but it's been done to me.
Really? How so?
Well, I sent out a secret text message to my good friend to save me from an atrocious date, which was with a drunk attorney. It was really, really bad because he was supposed to be my attorney, and he was coming on to me.
Awkward.
Yeah, that's bad.
Right, hold on.
That's a conflict of interest, no question about it.
One more time, producer Christian.
Awkward.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, but I
that's his I'm friends with the girls tone right there. Oh, that's his non-abrasive, non-scary guy tone. He's like, oh my God, this is awkward. He says it, and all the girls go, oh no, he's not scary.
Awkward.
Yeah. Good.
But I could see, like, that's the kind of crasher that you want. You know, like when you're like in a bad situation and you text somebody for help and they show up and you're like, hey!
Oh yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Julie! Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here right now.
Yeah, that's the bailout thing. Like,
right.
Oh, so glad you brought this extra parachute.
Right.
I'm happy to be getting out of this building here.
But when it comes to crashing events, this has to be by far the most amazing thing
that's
I've ever
so
heard.
Much to live up to now. I hope it's good.
All right, hi, what's your name?
My name's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, where are you from?
I'm from Shelton.
Nice, and I got
actually, Huntington. I don't like to say Shelton.
Well, that's all.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Wherever you're from,
right.
Shelly.
Well, that's because Huntington is like, I don't know. It's like Rowayton and Norwalk.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Get to the party.
Yeah, somebody out there does. Okay, right. Yeah.
What event have you crashed in your life?
Well, I've crashed a lot of them since I'm really old, producer Chris. But probably the most memorable one is I crashed the royal wedding last year.
How?
Well, my husband was doing a project over there, and we went over there, and we went to Windsor Castle, where it was going to be, and I met the royal gardener because I talked to absolutely everyone I meet, and he gave me his ticket to the royal wedding.
That's unbelievable. Did you get to see everybody?
I got to see everybody. It was awesome. Gosh. And they waved, and I have great pictures.
Can you imagine?
What is going on with security?
Can you imagine?
This strange American lady gets somebody else's ticket, walks in, and gets to say hello to everybody.
Can you like, first of all, my panic would be like, oh my gosh, I didn't bring a dress fancy enough for this event.
Nobody did.
But
nobody brings a dress fancy enough.
But
for
you
that
gotta
event.
Go.
Nobody.
You have to go because now right. You have an invitation to the royal wedding.
Yeah.
And you have to go see.
Yeah, I can't believe that everybody has forgotten the fact that Christian's name is Christian too.
Everyone calls him Chris.
Everybody's
now.
Called you Chris.
You know what? It's it would fine. Just be easier if we call you Chris.
Yeah, please we'll just don't. Change it. Remember when I tried to put an extra P on your name? How mad you got?
Yeah, because you were because my last name is spelled Zap. Z-A-P.
Well, his name is Christian.
Right. Well. All right. Fine. We'll call you Christian.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You want to chime in, too, on this, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. We just want to know, what event did you crash?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.